this is Space 101.1. I'm Phoebe, host of Northwest Orbit, our local music show here on the station, and we're back for another week of spotlighting Stephanie Ann Johnson, an Americana and blues musician based out of Tacoma, Washington. Stay tuned. Long advocated for the importance of arts and education, and right now the Seattle and Shoreline school districts are facing budget cuts that could severely limit the music programs in their schools. In Seattle, students at Washington Middle School are rallying to save their jazz program, which might be entirely eliminated. School music programs like that are essential for not only those who wish to pursue a career in music, but also for general mental health and well-being. And if you're listening to this show, you're probably a music fan and hopefully a local music fan, so please show up for our schools wherever you can. Stephanie themselves talked about the strong impression that music classes in their school had on them as a kid growing up in Tacoma.
I was one of like five Black students at my elementary school down here in Tacoma. And so it was a pretty well-funded music department at that time. And I just remember one of the first instruments that we were playing was like the Glockenspiel, you know, the xylophone, this kind of thing. And I'm sure they gave us, what do you call those? The recorders as well. I'm sure we had those. My musical experience was like heavily influenced by public schools, which is why I'm just such a heavy advocate for art in schools. I just think it's so important for kids to have access to that. The whole reason I went to high school senior year is because I had two periods of choir and I sang for most of the day.
On top of school music programs, Stephanie shared how their classical voice training and experiences in theater helped them prepare for a career in music.
So classical music gave me a foundation of practice. So practice as this notion of preparation in almost all things to make myself consistently ready to perform. Musical theater gave me this wonderful idea that we need to set it and we need to lock it. So every time we do this song, we're going to do it this way, which I really enjoy as a vocalist because it allows me to stay in good voice for longer. If I know that the leap is coming or whatever, I can think of the note not above my head, but in front of me. Yeah. But like at the same time that I took my first voice lesson was the same year I got my first guitar. So to me, those two things were kind of growing alongside one another. And as someone who has a little bit of a rebellious spirit, God bless it, my like rock and roll music, or as my mother used to refer, my angry girl music, I love her. It was just immediately more lucrative. It was just, I could find more people willing to give me money out of their pockets if I had a guitar and I was singing somewhere than if I went somewhere to classically sing. So yeah, it was immediately professionalism, if that makes sense. Because when you're in a club, when you're going in to do a show, when you're working on a cruise ship like I did for 4.5 years, when you go into Los Angeles to do The Voice, like when you go into a new theater to do regional theater, like all of this, you have to have a professionalism that I'm just really, really grateful to have also as a foundation.
It made me laugh when I wanna cry, and when he hold me good, it like a lullaby. He get me thinking, and I don't know why. And ain't that the way it is? When love comes to town, it like a summer breeze. Curls your hair, makes you weak in the knees. This kind of lover is a special breed, and he knows, great guy.
The Day That You Begin is the first track from Stephanie's brand new album, Jewels. Stephanie told us a little backstory on how the song came to be.
There's another song on the record called The Day That You Begin, and it's based on a children's book that I was given by this group called The Style Program. And they work with songwriters like me to get me children's books. And then I write a song about the children's book. And then I go to the kids' classroom during library time. I read them the book. I play them the song I wrote about it. And then we work on a song together and it gets put up on the internet so that the kids and their parents can experience this music that we've made. I was like maybe 16 or 17 before I went into a studio the first time. So the ability for me to be able to like look at this fifth grade human and be like, here's your mic. Here's your headphones. We're going to give you an 8 count and then you're in. Like, I feel it's amazing. It's wonderful to be able to share that with young people and to let them know that their voices are important and to let them know that it is okay in this space. It is okay for you to make a lot of noise, baby. We like that here. We're with that. I used to work a lot with Rain City Rock Camp for girls. And the outreach that they do in the lives of young people. I love to let young people, as I said before, that you have a voice and it is important if you want to be heard to develop that suck. Work on it now. You can, you know. I think of myself not necessarily as a teacher, but as an extra adult. I am not your mama. I did not tie your shoes. I am not making you a meal. But let me tell you, I'm here to help you. And I want you to understand that you can have relationships with people outside of your family that will feed you. I want to be in touch with the future. And, you know, I do that by writing songs and letting young people know that I'm listening. I know some adults aren't, but I am.
you enjoyed that track called The Day That You Begin by Stephanie Ann Johnson. You can look out for more stories about them and their music on Space 101.1 all throughout April, and don't forget to show up for their album release show at the Triple Door in Seattle on Friday, April 28th. Stephanie's on Bandcamp and Instagram at Stephanie Ann Johnson, and you can find show dates and merch on their website, StephanieAnnJohnsonMusic.com. Thanks for tuning in.